Well, USDA's weekly crop progress report showed corn harvest about three-quarters of the way complete yesterday, just a tad ahead of schedule, despite those delays in Iowa this fall. And even in that state, the harvest is pretty close to on schedule. Soybean harvest is at 84% done. That's right on pace with last year and the five-year average. And 88% of the winter wheat is sown. 70% of that crop has emerged, and the first crop ratings for the wheat have been released. It stands at 55% in the good or excellent category. Now, here are the statisticians from parts of the Midwest with complete details from their states.
This is Brad Parks, Deputy Director from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending October 28, 2007. A beautiful dry week allowed farmers to get back into the fields. By the end of the week, harvest was in full swing. Some fall tillage took place, but many fields were still too wet. There were 5.8 days suitable for field work, compared to 4.6 days a year ago. 63% of the corn has been harvested. That's one percentage point behind last year's progress and 5 points behind the five-year average. Harvested field corn percent moisture is averaging 16%. 88% of the soybean crop has been harvested, 6 percentage points behind last year's harvest this time, and 9 percentage points behind the five-year average. Fall fertilizer application progressed to 15%. Grain movement picked up this week with 18% heavy movement, 35% moderate, 27% light, and 20% no movement. Availability of off-farm grain storage capacity rated 22% short, 75% adequate, and 3% surplus. On-farm storage availability rated 30% short, 68% adequate, and 2% surplus. Thank you. This has been Brad Parks with USDA NAF, Iowa Field Office.
This is Mark Schleusener with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending October 28th. Temperatures were below normal last week, but precipitation was above normal last week for the second week in a row. Northern areas generally received less than average rainfall, but some southern areas received more than 2 inches of rain last week. Overall, the state averaged 0.88 inches of rain, which is 0.3 inches above normal. As a result, soil moisture levels improved slightly and are rated 14% very short, 29% short, 56% adequate, and 1% surplus. Southern and western areas of the state are generally drier and still have significant portions of their cropland in short and very short soil moisture supply. Harvest activities are winding down, especially in southern areas of the state. Corn harvest reached 95% complete, compared to 82% last year at this time, and 85% for the five-year average. Soybean harvest is also 95% complete, 5 points ahead of normal for this time of year. Winter wheat planting has reached 97% complete. Recent rains have aided emergence of the crop, which has reached 78% complete, compared to 50% last year and 61% normally. The condition of the wheat crop was rated 2% poor, 31% fair, 61% good, and 6% excellent. This has been Mark Schleusener reporting for the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Steve Parn reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather report for the week ending October 28, 2007. Corn conditions rated 82% good or excellent, well above last year's 59% rating. Corn harvested was 63% complete, 4 days ahead of last year's 52 and near the 61 average. Soybean harvest was 79% complete, 8 days behind last year's 88 and 12 days behind the 92 average. Sorghum conditions rated 86% good or excellent. Sorghum harvest was 56% complete, ahead of last year's 51 but behind the 65 average. Winter wheat conditions rated 70% good or excellent, below last year's 75% condition. Winter wheat emerged was 96%, near last year's 97 and even with the 5-year average. Pasture and range conditions rated 61% good or excellent, well above last year's 19%. This has been Steve Parn of the USDA's NAS Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.